Just in a few moments, but now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 today, Saturday the 11th of July. The general synopsis at midday. High just west of Rockall, 1031, expected Faroes, 1035 by midday tomorrow. New low expected Fitzroy, 1010 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira, south at Cira. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in south at Cira. Fair, good. East 40s, northerly 4 to 6, showers, moderate or good. West 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 in Cromarty and Forth. Showers at first, perhaps thundery except in Cromarty. Fog patches at first in Forth and Tyne. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first, but very poor at first in Forth and Tyne. Fisher, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in North. Fair, moderate or good. German Bight, north or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Humber, Thames, northeast 4 to 6, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Northeast 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first, perhaps gale 8 later. Thundery showers later in Portland and Plymouth. Moderate or good. Biscay, Fitzroy. Cyclonic 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. Northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Lundy. Showers later, thundery in Sole and Fastnet. Good, occasionally moderate later. Irish Sea, north or northeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Shannon, southeast Rockall, northeasterly 4 to 6, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Northwest Rockall, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 3 to 5, drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. Malin, southeast Hebrides, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Malin, fair, moderate or good. Northwest Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. Southwesterly 3 to 5 in northwest Bailey and northwest Faroes. Northeasterly 3 to 5 in south Fair Isle. Otherwise variable 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good. And southeast Iceland, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north. Fog patches developing. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. That completes the shipping forecast. Now with the rest of the weather, here's Chris Fox.
Thanks a lot, Ron. And it's been another hot and sunny day across England and Wales, albeit with a slightly stiffer easterly wind. Now, the highest temperature I've seen so far this afternoon around the Ovalton area in Somerset, where temperatures reached 33 Celsius. I'll get the full data coming up from the day's maximum temperatures in the next hour or so, so I will know for sure a little bit later on today. It has been more cloud, though, for Northern Ireland and Scotland, the northeastern coast of England too, and with that, temperatures being significantly lower, just into the teens in a number of places. It has been a weak cold front as well that's brought some heavy showers into the far south of Scotland, the far north of England too. Otherwise, dry. Overnight tonight, the cloud that's across the North Sea is going to tend to spread in across Scotland, Northern Ireland and a good part of England, reaching eastern areas of Wales by the end of the night as well. There'll be some mist and fog patches around, and the cloud at its thickest in northeast England, where I think it'll feel quite muggy. There'll be some mist and fog patches around for some as well. Our overnight lows generally around 15 to 17 Celsius, but around 12 or 13 degrees for some eastern coast of England and parts of eastern Scotland as well, as I say, with a muggy feel to the weather. Now, looking at the weather picture tomorrow, we start off with many areas actually a cloudy start to the day. That'll be a bit of a shock compared with the weather we've had for much of the last week. But in many cases, the cloud will tend to thin and break up, with spells of sunshine becoming widespread again as we head into the afternoon. A noticeable keen easterly wind again for eastern areas of the UK, blowing across England as well. Temperatures-wise, we're looking at highs of around 28 to 32 Celsius for England and Wales, so it will be another warm day. Where we look at the clouds in Scotland, round some eastern coast, temperatures could be pegged back into the upper teens, but where the cloud thins and breaks, should see temperatures climbing to around 22 to 25 for Scotland and for Northern Ireland, so it will be another warm day. On the whole, the sunshine holds out as we head through the next few days, but towards the middle part of the week, there is an increasing chance of seeing some thundery showers, but that's something, of course, the gardens could do with a bit of rain. Ron.
Indeed, Chris, thanks very much. And one other thing to add, it sounds like there might be some sunshine on Leith tomorrow morning.
My heart.